Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Dean, please?
Yes. It's me.
Hi, Richard. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA League Affair. How are you?
I'm sure, Phil.
Richard, do you have a 10 minutes to have a chat with me, sir? About your case?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Richard. Just to let you know, sir, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. You've been speaking to Billy over at our customer care team. We've now got your application number back from Scottish Redress, so it's now time to come over to my team, if you like, which is the investigation team. It's our job to go out and gather the evidence for you, whether that be, you know, social services, educational authorities, and the likes. Obviously, the evidence that we get will help with the outcome, if you like, once we're judged on this case. So I've got three care settings. Your foster care and Archer, Burnside Children's Home, at East Lands and Peterborough.
Yes. I was in Ringshill as well, in Peterborough.
Is Peterborough that in England?
Yes.
Yeah, we won't be able to claim for that one because obviously this is a Scottish redress.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt obviously it's an English care setting. So the Burnside Children's Home, I think that's in Scotland.
Yeah, it's in Scotland, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to leave the East London and Peterborough. So I'll write to the Education Authority and the local authorities, the social services of the two care systems that we have now. My role is also just to understand you, Richard, as well as to get to know you a little bit better. And try and understand the trauma you faced as a child, how that's had an effect on you as an adult. You know, with stuff like in evidence, like, you know, being diagnosed with anxiety, PTSD.
Okay. Anxiety, depression.
Okay.
I can't go into buses, supermarkets.
Should we say?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Does your GP know about do they give you medication for the depression and the anxiety, really?
Yes.
Have you had any sort of issues with addiction, Richard? Any alcohol or substance issues?
Yeah, heroin and crack cocaine. I've been clean for 10 years.
Okay, does your GP know about your heroin and crack cocaine addiction?
Yeah, I've been clean for 10 years.
Yeah, no, I get that, but
my doctor's aware of it, yeah.
Okay, the reason why I asked, which is obviously because of, you know, you hide and trauma and these types of addictions, and if I can evidence it through your GP, then amazing. You know, the fact that you've been 10 years, that's unbelievable. Well done. Did you go to any sort of rehab, or was it...
No. I'm not myself.
Oh, no. Hold on. I have got a real tough question, Richard. And it's the one I really don't like asking, but I would, you know, do my job for you if I didn't ask. So I do apologize profusely in advance, Richard, so I am sorry. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Richard?
Yeah, I have,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. And did you end up in hospital with a suicide attempt?
Yeah, it was a heroin overdose.
Yeah. And you're hospitalized, yeah?
Yes.
I'm sorry you thought that was your option at the time. So what I'm going to do, Richard, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm also going to write to the hospital that you're admitted to for the overdose. I'm going to gather all of that medical record that you've got. Because obviously we can put that down to any mental health, your addiction, we can put that down to either hiding past traumas or because of past trauma.
Mm.
Which obviously we can print back to your time in care. So can I take your GP's details, please?
It's the Burberry Medical Centre.
Burberry?
Yeah.
Can you say something? I just need to Google it. Never know. I'm going to Birmingham, but that's not you, is it? Are you still up in Scotland, aren't you?
Yeah, originally, yeah.
Are you still there now?
No, Peterborough.
Ah, PA, oh yeah. So, somewhere, I thought that was Paisley. Sorry.
No.
It's PA, isn't it? Was it asking Craig Street, Peterborough, PA1,
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just,
I won't need to go to court or anything, will I?
No. The Scottish Leaders is set up by the Scottish Government because they knew these claims are coming down the line. And he set the media scheme up as an alternative to court, slightly quicker and slightly less less expensive way of dealing with these cases, should we say. If you go to court, it could take, anything up to 3 years, and then you've got the court costs on top of that. The way this is set up is it's reviewed by, people in the Scottish Redress who understand what's happened in these care settings, and then you're paid out from there. PA1-2EJ. Okay. And how long have you been with this GP for, Richard?
20 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can I take the details of the hospital that you were in for the heroin overdose, please?
Peterborough Hospital.
Yeah.
I'll have it in my medical records.
To Peterborough City Hospital. Is that it, Richard? Peterborough City Hospital? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. The address for that is Peterborough City Hospital, Edith Cavill Campus, Breton Gate, Peterborough, PE39G, is it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's that one. What date was you in hospital or admitted to hospital? Not year, I just need the year, not the exact date.
That was years ago, mate.
Yeah.
12, 14 years ago.
Okay, so 12 years ago would be 2014, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Well, it was 2013.
you know, in about an area 212.
Okay. So when I write to the Obnoxious Social Services for the you know, the your time and care, do you want me to share any information I get back listed from them?
If you want.
Yeah. So to you, sir, it's your journey, it's your life, it's your,
yeah,
it's your path.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so when I get all the information into the office, I'll take copies. I'll send you copies of absolutely anything that I get, Richard. And then what we'll do is we'll go through those together. We'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that I've collected. And then we'll go through all of your statements, make sure that there's nothing missing, make sure that you're happy with absolutely everything that's in inside your statements. We'll then add your medical records to your file or to your claim, if you like. And we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress Team, Richard. Just so that you know, what we've done so far is we've put them on notice, or we've gave them notice that we are claiming on your behalf. They've looked over your claim of the care settings, looked through your statements and said, yes, okay. Richard's got a claim. They've given us an application number, which I've got here on the file, and they've also recognised us as your law firm. So what happens then, Richard, when we do the final submission is that we await what's called a panel date. It's a panel that judges our case behind closed doors. So it's, you know, neither of us have to attend. And then we get notified in writing and by email of the decision, which will hopefully be, you know, recognition of any wrongdoing. And also an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Dean.
Alright.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, sure.
They wouldn't accept your case if they didn't think you had a claim. So.
Alright.
That's step one. Step two is me going out and gathering all the evidence to counsel you, which is obviously why we're having this difficult conversation today. That's it gives you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Do you have any questions for me, Richard?
No.
Just to let you know, sir, it's not a quick turnaround. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months just to get the information back from their social services. The medical records are generally quick. So that's fine. It's, you know, it's generally these local authorities, and I'll have issues with it, but we will get it back. We will get something back for you. Obviously, we're a law firm, so we have, you know, the threat of legal action and the like, so we will get something back. Just before I go, Richard, I just need to make sure, obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there. I'm just about to embark on a 6 to 10 month body of work for you, and I just need to make sure that you're fully on board. And you fully understand absolutely everything before I do that. So I also need to run it through with you on this recorded call, just for our compliance team. So just to let you know, Richard, that you don't actually need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do that yourself. Obviously that would entail, if you wish to, is creating your own case, gathering your own evidence, and then submit your own case. But that is an option for you. So option two, Richard, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. Now, the reason that they don't or won't charge fees, Richard, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, these law firms, because they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. And those law firms get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms' practices and what they would do, and probably more importantly, Richard, what they won't do for you. Also, I can tell you, as we as a law firm here at MMA Legal, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't excess handouts from the Scottish Government, and they certainly don't want to be owing anything from the Scottish Government either. What we do for our clients is enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where you get paid, we get paid, and if you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm is to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process.
Our
fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. What that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, Mr. Dean, you will never pay us more than 20% inclusive of that.
I'm happy with that.
Perfect. On the flip side, Richard, on the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, is because you've been through such emotional turmoil throughout your whole life because of your time and care, you know, your mental health issues and your addiction issues, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you compensation, Mr. Dean, we will never come looking for our fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees there. So it's a genuine no win, no fee, Richard.
Yeah, sure.
Do you understand those three options I've given you?
Yeah, I understand.
Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
I'm happy for you to continue.
Thank you very much. Just to let you know, Richard, that you signed a no-win, no-fee agreement with us on the 26th of March.
Yeah.
You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is anything up until day 4, day 14, yeah, and you want to change your mind, you can rip up any of the agreements you have with us and walk away from our process. If you were unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed on the 26th, I can restart that 14-day cooling off period for you today. Or alternatively, if you're happy.
I'm happy to be going with that.
You have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Richard. Are you happy to do that?
I know.
Perfect. You have my number now, Richard. My name's Michael, and I'm going to be your caseworker throughout this journey. Save my number, but please. And give me a call. I'll write you within the next 2 weeks, Richard, with all of my contact details, any of our numbers, outlining our process. I'll just say should we have every 3 to 4 weeks, Mr. Dean.
Okay.
Is that okay, sir?
That's fine.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No, none at all.
Okay, Mr. Look, it's lovely speaking to you today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too, Richard. Thanks, sir.